Or they conscripted a surviving demon of the same name and strengthened him and bound him to do the job, if you prefer a less common version of the story. Then, apparently too exhausted to recover their greatness, they faded away. So Kina came out on top, even if she ended up imprisoned.
Why didn't they just kill her? That's something I've never understood about these squabbles amongst the gods. There's only one version of the Kina myth where her enemies do anything but just tuck her in. And in that one, even after she's all chopped up and scattered around, they leave the pieces alive and trying to get back together.
My guess would be she had some kind of dead man spell that entwined the fates of the other gods with her own. Those people wouldn't have trusted one another for a second. All of them would have had some protective mechanism like Long Shadow used when he tied his fate into the well-being of the Shadowgate.
But the Shadowgate doesn't depend on his health anymore. Not as long as he stays inside.
I was just posing an example, Sleepy. Let's stick to the history of the plane. What followed Kina's downfall isn't documented at all. But more conquerors came and went, and further efforts were made to dissuade them, while keeping the plane open for commerce. The gates and keys were created. One world gathered its sorcerers, and had them steal the souls of millions of prisoners of war, creating the shadows and endowing them with a bitter hatred of everything living. They meant to close down the plane entirely, which naturally led some other race to create shields that protect the circles and roads. Nobody knows for sure how or when the standing stones began to appear, but they're the most recent addition to the plane, probably put out by the precursors of the multiple worlds religious movement that produced the free companies. I understand that the stones aren't quarried. They're created things. They're immune to the shadows and indifferent to the protective shields, but they're attuned to the various keys carried away during the Free Company's age.
It's too much to grasp. It'll take a long time to digest. Kina is real, though?
Absolutely. Buried right down here under me somewhere. I've never been tempted to go look for her. I wouldn't want to accidentally cut her loose. I don't know how I could manage that, but I definitely don't want to find out the hard way.
What about Radranak and the Books of the Dead? Where do they fit? Radranak's war on the cult of Kina antedated the appearance of the Free Companies by several centuries, supposedly. Yet there were scary similarities suggesting shared origins.
The rise of the Free Companies is actually one of the least well-known, despite its being closest in time. There were many companies over several hundred years. They came from several different worlds and went off into several more, representing almost as many different sects of Kina worshippers. Most seem to have been sent out to explore, not conquer, or to serve as mercenaries, or even to bring on the Year of the Skulls. What their true mission seems to have been was to determine which world should be awarded the honor of being sacrificed in order to bring on the Year of the Skulls.
Then a bunch of worlds decided to gang up on ours?
Kina spanned many worlds. Her deviltry was almost